Yes, 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 and yes, Thrive Nation. On today's show, we're interviewing an incredible guest by the name of Karen Kingston. Karen Kingston essentially blew up her own career and canceled herself by sharing the truth about Big Pharma. Karen, welcome on to the Thrive Time Show. How are you?
Good. How are you, Clay?
I'm excited to have you here. And before I start interrogating you, I just wanted to ask you, so the listeners who are hearing you for the first time, can you share just briefly your background previous to being a whistleblower and sharing the truth about Big Pharma?
Sure. I started off at Pfizer in sales and quickly moved to the agency consulting side in New York City. Started my own firm. I worked for Allergan for a while, then I started my own firm, and I've been a biotech analyst for about the last 10 years. So my job is to read patents and FDA filings and competitive activity, landscapes, forecasts, et cetera, and put together in a nice little package so that lawyers, doctors, medical advisors, and salespeople can all understand the same information.
And if people want to learn more about your research, what's your website they can go to do more follow-up?
It's still a work in progress, but it's MyFight, MIFIGHT.com. It's MIFIGHT.com. I do need to start a Substack because there's not enough shows, or I need to start a show. There's not enough shows for me.
You got to have a Karen Kingston show is what we need. Now, Doug Billings told me, he said, Clay, the research of Karen about the patents that exist right now is terrifying and eye-opening. And I heard you on Stu Peters. You were sharing a lot about these terrifying patents. And I'm just going to read some of the patents that I was exposed to because of your research, the research of Carrie Made, and the research of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Then I'll get out of your way and let you kind of break it down. But there are patents for nanodiscs. There are patents for nanomagnets, patents for single-walled carbon. It's nanotubes. Crazy stuff.
Single-walled carbon nanotubes, SWC-NTs.
And I'm going to put all these on today's show notes. And if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, I'll put all the patents there. Can you please explain to us why we should all be aware of these patents exist?
So the patents that you're putting up on the website all fall under the Moderna master patent that's available on their website. And that is patent number US 10703789, submitted on or approved on July 7th, 2020. So these patents, the single wall carbon nanotubes, the microdiscs or the nanodiscs, the nanomagnets, the nanospheres, they are all part of the Moderna master patent, which is the patent for all mRNA vaccines that are currently being used in the COVID-19 pandemic in the US and outside the US.
And I'm a slow typer. Can you read that patent number to me one more time? And I'm gonna type it right here on the show notes.
Yeah, it's the patent number 10703789.
And if people out there don't know what that patent entails, what is in that patent number 10703789? What do we need to know about these modified polynucleotides?
So what the patent explains is that, and it goes through into detail, that it contains ribonucleic acid, mRNA, which is single helix genetic material of a virus, and that it's encapsulated in lipid nanoparticles that are 80 to 160 nanometers in size. And then they're comprised of a phospholipid, which allows for penetration into the cell, an ionized lipid, which gives it a charge, and polyethylene glycol. And then it explains that within the vaccines, they can actually add a bunch of other stuff too, like luciferase or quantum dot or nano discs, nano delivery devices. So it also, the World Patent explains that the lipid nanoparticles are both a delivery device as well as a monitoring system. So they can monitor drug delivery and your vital signs and things like that. So they need all this technology in the vaccine. So a lot of people, I've been talking about this so much, sorry, I forget. A lot of people aren't aware that when they were vaccinated or injected with the mRNA, which produces the spike protein, which is the bioweapon, they were also injected with a medical device, an advanced technology And that's something that was not disclosed to the global population. And that's probably why they don't want to disclose the information under the request from the attorneys alleging FOIA. So, or alleging that FOIA doesn't apply.
So, you know, Dr. Z, you're an optometrist.
Yep.
You know,
you're an optometrist?
Yes, there's a lot of big words that just got out there. I mean, everybody's probably going, blah, 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 blah.
You're an
optometrist. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, this is great. So you're an optometrist. He and I, you know, run businesses. That's what we do. And, you know, you and I, previous to all this COVID stuff, we're just running businesses.
Doing. And teaching people how to start and run their own business.
And then people kept emailing in going, how am I supposed to run my business if I have to keep my business closed?
Yeah.
And I thought we should probably talk about that for a show or two or seven or 1,000.
Yeah. Or 3.5 years.
Right.
Yeah.
And now people are going, hey, I'm having a hard time finding employees because a lot of my employees took a shot and now they're chronically sick.
Yeah.
I'm hearing this all the time. I mean, all the time, like every day I'm hearing that employers can't find truck drivers. They cannot find people to stock the shelves. They can't find people because people are chronically sick. And so it turns out it's hard to run a successful company if you can't find customers or employees that are not chronically sick. How do these COVID-19 shots, how are they making people, or why are they making people chronically sick? What is going on?
There's a couple reasons. The mRNA in and of itself is the SARS-CoV-2 virus. It was recreated in a lab, and it produces the spike protein, which causes the disease. So it's producing the disease in your body. So that's one reason why people are getting sick. And it actually, you know, adheres to the receptors in your heart, lungs, and kidneys. So that's one reason why people are getting.
You said the COVID-19 vaccines contain the what virus?
The SARS-CoV-2 virus, and it produces the Wuhan Institute of Virology spike protein. Mm-hmm. So that's one reason why people are getting sick. Another reason is because of the polyethylene glycol, the PEG, and that causes anaphylaxis, normal severe allergic reaction, but in many animal studies, specifically pig studies, as you know, if you get a second dose or third dose, your body develops an allergic reaction. So it actually attacks the heart with cardiac arrest and failure. So, you know, a lot of people were concerned, and they should be, that when they authorize it for the 5 to 11-year-olds, they put trimethamine in it, which is a drug that's used to, you know, treat heart attacks, right? And help dissolve the, create a more balanced pH when a heart attack happens. So they were concerned about that, but they should also be concerned that in the Moderna vaccine, there's also trimethamine for adults 18 and older.
Now, I interviewed Dr. Zelenko, and I want to have Dr. Z ask you a few questions about this, because I believe that Dr. Zelenko represents optometrists, business owners, people that want to live a good life, enjoy time with family, not spend their day obsessing about thinking about nanoparticles and all this crazy stuff. And yet we're sort of forced to deal with this because I'm telling you, people are emailing and texting in and droves, and I can't find employees that are not chronically sick. So I called Dr. Zelenko, a friend of yours and mine. I called him. I said, hey, Dr. Zelenko, to people who have the shots, do they have like an immune disorder now? And he said, well, they have AIDS. And I said, did you just say that the people who took the COVID-19 shots have AIDS? He goes, yes. And I asked him about this.
Yeah. So, so there is something called VAIDS, vaccine associated enhanced disease syndrome. And I think that's twofold. It's one, it's the body attacking self, because the spike protein adheres to cells throughout your body and your circulatory system, and your antibodies start attacking, you know, your vital organs and your circulatory system. So that's one thing. But it also has been shown that SARS-CoV-2, the spike protein that's produced, wipes out your white blood cells, your T cells, right? Your CD4 and CD8 count. And so that's indicative of people who are starting to progress from HIV to AIDS. It's not the same thing as AIDS, because obviously these people don't have the full sequence HIV virus infected in them. But studies have shown that the HIV envelope is in the spike protein. So that is probably contributing to wiping out, you know, your T cell count. So the CD4 and CD8 count.
Go ahead, Karen.
No, it's just really important, whether you're vaccinated or not, to take the proper immune supplements, you know, on a regular basis at this point in human history.
Well, you just touched on something that I want to circle back around to, but and that is the 200 million people that have had it that are listening to the show going, oh, my goodness. Touch on what we'll get to that in a second. Touch on what they can do to try to keep as healthy as possible. But I wanted you to touch on the ovaries, because that's something that's coming out now, women and their menstruations and how it's changing. And have you seen any studies on that? Do we have any more information on that?
Well, so as far as studies under FOIA, which is completely ironic, I think some US attorneys solicited data from Japan, and they showed that the lipid nanoparticles are quickly picked up in your bloodstream and they're circulated to the spleen and to women's ovaries. So in the patents, it explains that they can put biomarkers in the lipid nanoparticles to target specific areas of the body and specific systems, right? So you can target the brain, you can target the heart, you can target bones, you can target ovaries. So that explains it. But then Dr. Christiane Northrup, right? So she's doing, I think it's mycycle.com. I'm sorry, I have to really get that down. So these are women who are around people who were injected. Maybe it's their spouse, maybe it's their boyfriend, maybe it's just a bunch of friends. And they're starting to shed. And then children, I have friends in San Diego, their children, prepubescent, are starting to menstruate because the parents are divorced and one of the parents and their new significant other are vaccinated. So that's happening as well. But I believe Dr. Christiane Northrup is the leading expert on the irregular menstruation that's happening both from the vaccine as well as from...
Now,
And actually, Dr. Simone Gold can talk about fertility issues in regards to the vaccine. Yeah.
I'm going to give you a moment to just really think about this answer. So I'm not going to paint you into a corner. I'm just going to see what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about it over here. We're talking about
you being passive aggressive.
I'll throw it to you in a minute. We'll talk about it amongst ourselves.
Okay.
There was a big rally in D.C. that occurred this past weekend. A lot of big name speakers spoke out against the vaccine mandates. Aaron, did you hear about this?
I did, yeah.
Okay, my cousin Matt Toon was involved in organizing the event. This isn't a pro Matt Toon show or an anti Matt Toon show. He did a great job organizing, getting people there. Some of the big names spoke. Do you process what they said as a win? Do you agree with some of the bigger name speeches? I'm not asking for specific names. I'm not asking you to say, I disagree with this guy or that guy. Do you agree? Because a lot of the messaging, what I was hearing, and this is about my take, was people were saying, well, we're not against the vaccine, the COVID vaccine. What we're in favor of is choice. And the way I processed it, this is me personally. I'm saying, if I hopped on a megaphone, Z, and I said,
Everybody here, this year's Christmas party, it's going to get a little awkward here for a minute, folks, but here's a quick announcement. If you want to take a disease that would cause an acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, if you want to take a vaccine that would cause an acquired immunodeficiency syndrome and AIDS-like reaction, if you want to make yourself sterile, maybe cause shedding, if you're a big fan of creating a bioweapon inside your own body, injecting a bioweapon in your body, please step in this line over here. And anybody else who does not want to continue having a good time.
I don't know, a lot of people would go, let's go in that line.
Right.
Because that sounds awesome.
Yeah, what could go wrong?
I mean, Aaron, do you agree that would be?
I do agree. That's pretty much what it comes down to, right?
So there. I feel like that's what they should have been saying at DC is.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't want to take a bioweapon inside your body, you don't want to have an immune and an AIDS-like acquired immunodeficiency syndrome problem for the rest of your life, don't take the vaccines. And no one should take the vaccines. It should be a criminal to push the vaccines. It should be a criminal activity to push the vaccines. It's like a genocide to push the vaccines. And
I feel like that should have been the message. But I feel like people always, well, these experts want to say, well, I'm not against the vaccine.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Do you have similar thoughts? I don't know.
Yeah. So I watched some of the talks and then I watched a good amount of Ron Johnson's testimonies, expert testimonies he had today.
Okay.
So this is my take on it, is that our government And those who are now taking the mic, they're the leaders, they have decided that the American people can't handle the full truth, not to quote, you know, Jack Nicholson from A Few Good Men, but they've decided we can't handle the truth, that this is a bioweapon. So they're just saying, okay, we moved too fast. It's corporate corruption. It's financial greed. There was too much of a connection between the CDC, NIH, FDA, and Big Pharma. And that's how this happened. Not that this was a bioweapon in planning for years. You know, the CCP Army was involved. Our Department of Defense was involved. And, you know, it was intended to permanently disable, harm, and kill people. And, you know, we're now finally getting the permission, or we're apparently of the maturity to know that the virus was in fact created in a lab. Mm-hmm. No one will confidently say that this was an intentional attack. They're saying, we don't know if it was a leak or intentional.
Get out of here.
I can tell you from reading the EcoHealth Alliance pitch to DARPA that it was an intentional attack using aerosol. The virus was ready to unleash in March of 2016. They wanted to make a couple more adaptations, which is the two prolines that made sure that the disease-causing spike protein wouldn't dissolve in your body. And that's the spike protein. That's the even further developed weaponized spike protein that's being produced by at least the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine. They specifically say you're being injected with the SARS-CoV-2 virus, producing the pre-fusion spike protein, which is known as WIV1, the Wuhan Institute Virology Spike Protein 1. But again, I think those who are in leadership are saying the American people aren't ready to hear that. So we're going to say, you know, this just moved too fast and it was just an accident and there's some side effects and we're sorry. Oops, it won't happen again.
Now, I have one final question and we'll go the final 5 minutes. We got three questions in 5 minutes. We can do it. My final question, then Dr. Z, you can one up me here. Is it?
I want to hear Dr. Z's response to my response.
Oh.
I tell you what, and I was going to ask a question. I was going to say, I wonder where Donald Trump's information really lies, because he's one of the guys that comes out and, you know, and so many leaders come out. And I wonder, like, if Governor DeSantis really knows the truth. You know, because they come out and they say the same thing. Hey, I've been vaccinated and it's okay to be vaccinated. We just, you know, don't want the mandates. So I wonder where the level is on some of these leaders, if they really have been briefed on what this really is.
Or if they're like, I can't comment on President Trump, but let's say there's a leader who is an expert in mRNA, you know, an expert in cardiovascular disease. And they're like, yeah, I didn't know either. I got the Moderna shot. It's like, if you're an expert, why did you get injected with the bioweapon of the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein that produces the bioweapon? And if you got the Moderna shot, it says trimethamine in it, which you know is a treatment for heart attacks. I mean, you gotta wonder why they would get injected if they are these leading researchers and doctors. That's what I don't understand. But I know from marketing and hiring PR people, like Jennifer Aniston, I love Jennifer Aniston and all, but you know, sometimes they lie to people to ensure public trust, right? We know a lot of spokespeople don't actually use Suave shampoo and Aveeno moisturizer, right? They just say it. So they lie to ensure public trust. And I just, you know, I don't know. This is why I'm not popular, right? I don't know if covering up the truth and giving partial truths or pretending to be gullible and not knowing information is, I think America deserves more than that at this point in time.
Absolutely. And hopefully they're going to get that. And to circle back with the question that I'd asked you earlier, what if I've had the jab, and for that matter, even if I haven't had the jab, what are some recommendations you're giving people that have had the jab to try to keep them as healthy as possible? What should they take, not take? What do they do?
I mean, I would, first of all, what's come out is we know that many of the vaccines, or all the vaccines, all the lots are variations. So, yeah. I said this months ago, like, we need to stop this whole experiment, find out what lot you were injected with. And so if you can find out what you were injected with, and then the appropriate treatment protocol should be developed thereafter. But, supporting your immune system, If you think you have high levels of metals in you or graphene oxide in you, then, you know, some zeolite helps with that, but the, you know, that absorbs to it, removes it from your body. But again, I'm worried about recommending even zeolite because it is metabolized through your kidneys, right? So I don't want to overdosing on it.
I want to interject this real quick. I'm going to put a link on today's show notes. We interviewed Dr. Judy Mikovits, and she kind of broke it down as like a step one, two, three, her recommendations for she thinks the most effective thing you can do if you've already taken the shot. Aaron Antis, we have time for one more question. I'll go to you. Yeah. And again, Karen, Aaron's off camera on mic. He runs ShawHolmes.com. He had a job interview he did a couple weeks back, and a guy goes into massive convulsions at the job interview. The paramedics show up. Their first question they ask is, has this guy been vaccinated?
And when?
And it's like par for the course.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like the first responders are seeing this. Aaron, what question do you have? What final question do you have for Karen Kingston about anything related to these patents, the COVID-19 vaccines?
Sure. So from your position where you sat, what is the number one thing that you feel like the American people should have known about what was going on with the preparation of getting these vaccines, quote unquote, vaccines for people to take? Because I feel like there's so much information that sometimes it's too much information for people. If I was going to go talk to my family members or friends back in my home state who I don't talk to that often, who are all very left-leaning, you know, liberals.
You say home state or deep state?
Yeah, both.
Okay.
What would be the one thing that I would want to go talk to them about to convince them not to take this vaccine?
I would say that everything is available, every product available in the United States right now as a vaccine is under emergency use authorization. So it's never been proven to be safe or effective. And the contracts that the pharmaceutical companies have with our government are based on high risk and no guarantee of efficacy. It's simply hypotheses. So that's in their contract. So they're part of an experiment.
I was just going to say, it sounds like a giant experiment.
Yeah.
It is a giant experiment, and there's no gray area in the contracts that this is a giant experiment. And under an experiment, under the Cures Act under Obama, informed consent doesn't need to be given. It's not in the best interest of human subjects to be informed. So in this experiment, you are not getting informed consent about anything.
Zee, I think one of the reasons why people like our show is that we are clearly guys who like to have a good time. We like to run a business.
Yeah.
But we're all in this, going through this together, and we're going, this has got to stop. And I think you and I probably thought 3 years ago, once everybody knew the models are false, the PCR tests are false, the treatments are real, we thought, okay, that'd probably be that.
I remember the call we got from the doctor about budesimide and ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and monoclonal antibodies. And we just thought it's over. Good. Okay. Treatments, we're done. And
there we go.
And now it's another level of nefarious.
But Karen,
we need to just end the emergency. All right. Everyone needs to tell us, Sarah, there's no more emergency from a virus. The emergency is our government and these mandates and the fact that the American people were lied to. So end the emergency. Right. That means all the government contracts need to be canceled. Only if the emergency is ended is that then Pfizer and Moderna and J&J can return their unused vaccines they have to get, give the money back too. Okay. So we need to end the emergency to get to the bottom of it. So people need to realize that we were lied to, we were betrayed, we were harmed. So end the emergency, stop the dog and pony show, stop lying to us, and let's rectify the situation. And I am confident that America can be healed. I know of products that are not currently readily available to everybody that can stop the RNA, mRNA replication, okay? But we can't move forward until we say, we're only intended to permanently disable, harm, and injure. These are bioweapons.
Yep.
Per our own government's documents.
Well, I'm gonna say this here, folks, in closing, if you have not gone to myfight.com, I know Karen, you're always updating it. It's never gonna be perfect because Karen is a perfectionist, but I'm just gonna say, if you go to mifight.com, it's mifight. So myfight, but instead of spelling it myfight, it's mifight.com. And if you will go there and you could support Karen, you can make a donation there. Karen has literally, she was a high profile expert in her field. And by coming out and sharing the truth, She basically made her career disappear.
Right.
And the reward she has is she's helping save a lot of lives. I mean, literally, I can't tell you how many people have told me they've heard the research of Karen and it's changed their lives. That's why there's such an emotional reaction when she speaks at the Reawaken America tour. People are like, I was going to get the shot. And then I heard her thing. You know, yeah. I mean, it's like a life-saving thing for people. Yeah. So I just encourage everybody, if you could donate, you know, $10, $20, anything at all to help support Karen. And then Karen, what I love about Karen too, she's apolitical and she's biblical. So she looks at the Bible. She reads the Bible. She reads the book of Daniel. She reads the book of Revelation. She sees how things relate, how they fit together. And she doesn't mind coming out and speaking out against the narrative, even if it's the Republican narrative, even if it's the Democrat narrative. She's just going to share the truth with you. So I encourage everybody tonight, go to myfight.com. And Karen, I'll give you the final word.
I was going to say, even if it's the Patriot narrative, this isn't a choice. We're in the middle of World War III and people don't even realize it. The vaccine, I mean, forget George Bush Jr., weapons of mass destruction. The vaccines are WMDs. That's what they are. And, you know, it's enough with, you know, coddling of the American people and the emergency and start the investigations. And I hope there's enough good people in the government and our military to do so. Otherwise, I'll see you at the pearly gates, I guess. Right, Clay?
Right.
to put a little bow on this and to make sure people know you're not crazy. In World War II, 405,000 brave soldiers died fighting for America in World War II. Think about how many millions of people have taken these COVID-19 vaccines and who have had myocarditis, young children.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how many people have died from these shots, the adverse reactions, the people whose immune systems are falling apart right now. We're going to have far more carnage from this than if we fought World War II 40 times.
I agree.
Lee Dunham has testified saying that the DOD is covering up injuries and hospitalizations in the military who have been injected.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't, they're killing our military and they're harming Americans. Not sure. And by they, I mean the enemies of America and the Constitution. That's what I mean.
So that's kind of the issue that I have in my life is it's like, imagine there we are in the studio and there's the elephant in the studio. And it's like, today, I'm not going to talk about the elephant.
Mm-hmm.
It would be hard because it's in the room. It's in everyone's room. Every listener I know, every business owner I talk to, they tell me, dude, please explain to me why all my vaccinated employees are getting sick. Please explain that to me. Because a lot of employers have said, hey, if you want to get vaccinated, do it. If you don't. I respect your choice. And now their employers are sick. Their employees are sick. I mean, I talked to a restaurant this morning in Florida. A lot of their employees are sick. They can't string together a staff.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. So I just encourage everybody today, dive on to, you can just visit right now, do a deep dive on myfight.com. And Karen, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you. You are a great American. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. Nice bye-bye. To meet you.
Well done.
All right, I'm Clay Clark, and this is Carter Bledsoe, and we are back now from Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
And I know this because, A, we're back at my man cave, and B, it's slightly colder here than it was in Arizona.
Slightly.
All right, now we've got seven quick updates here. For update number one, check out the lineup of speakers that we feature on the Reawaken America Tour. We've got General Flynn. We've got the election fraud exposing Mike Lindell. We've got Eric Trump is now on the lineup, ladies and gentlemen. We've got the fraud, defensive Dr. Fauci fraud exposing Dr. David Martin. We've got Amanda Grace, we've got Dr. Judy Mikovits, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Peter McCullough, the Plandemic series creator, Mickey Willis, we've got Truth Bomb dropping Mel K, Kim Clement's daughter, Donae Clement, fan favorite, Dr. Jane Ruby, we've got Prophet Lance Wallnau, comedian Jim Brewer. The lineup is epic. Now, update number two, if you want to claim those tickets, Carter, what are the best ways to claim your tickets if they want to attend the Reawaken America?
There's a couple ways. You can go to timetofreeamerica.com to request your tickets. You can text me directly. Love to meet you. You can, and we'll get you set up.
So quick update again. If you want to request those tickets, I'm going to tell you the best way to do it, okay? You text the number. Go to the website, timetofreeamerica.com. And it's timetofreeamerica.com. So again, if you want to get your tickets, just go to timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreeamerica.com. Or you can text the following number, 918-851-0102. That's 918-851-0102. Now again, update number three. If people want to afford this event, tell them how the scholarship pricing works.
So the scholarship pricing works. It works for Whatever you need to pay, we'll get you in there. We've sold tickets for as low as like $25. It's super important we get you there.
So, yeah, we have VIP tickets. We also have general admission tickets available for $250, or you can name your price. No matter where you're at financially, we want everyone to be able to attend these events. Update number four, we did not drop anthrax on the attendees of the Dallas Phoenix Reawaken America Tour, or any Reawaken America Tour. Carter, you feel pretty strongly that we have not dumped the anthrax on the attendees of Reawaken America Tour?
I looked our agenda up and down, and I did not see anywhere where that occurred.
Okay, all right. Next update here for you. If you're looking for the COVID-19 vaccine religious exemptions, all you got to do is go to JacksonLawmeyer.com. That's JacksonLawmeyer.com. Jackson Lawmeyer has signed now over 50,000 COVID-19 religious vaccine exemption form. So if you're looking for a COVID-19 vaccine religious exemption form, just go to JacksonLawmeyer.com. Final couple updates here. If you want to join the airline injunction against the COVID-19 vaccine mandates, all you got to do is go to timetofreeamerica.com and click on the button that says join the airline injunction against the COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Next update, if you're looking for the 100% effective COVID-19 treatments, all you got to do is go to timetofreeamerica.com/treatments. We've got doctors in all 50 states that will treat you and your family if you have COVID-19. And the final update here for you. This just in. The inflation rate appears to be slightly lower than Biden's approval rating. The inflation rate has hit an all-time 40-year high, ladies and gentlemen. The inflation rate just hit a 40-year high, while Joe Biden's approval rating has now dipped to a new low of 33%. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to attend the Reawaken America Tour, America is waking up, but you got to go to timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreeamerica.com to request those tickets today. My name is Clay Clark. It's Carter Bledsoe reporting from the Man Cave, reminding you that you smell terrific.
We will not comply with the institution's sick illusion. No, it won't be televised. Welcome to the revolution. We won't be televised. Government been telling lies. If you're not with us, you better step aside. Witnessing a genocide. Everything is centralized. The food that we consuming, they spraying it out with pesticides. Easily identify the sheep and the snake, the real and the fake, giving us a reason to pray. I'ma make my own choices. A voice for the voiceless. They trying to destroy us, avoiding the poison. It's all pointless if you don't have a purpose. If you read the verses, you'll know who we versing. Government can tell you what your worth is. Look deeper than the surface. They don't even want you researching or asking questions. We all being tested. Shut your mouth and comply, that's the message. Want you to rest on prescriptions that mess with your head. Got you stressing, suppressing expression.
We will not comply with the institution's sick illusion. No, it won't be televised. Welcome to the revolution. We
soul. They want power and control, that's their number one goal. All my friends turn to foes, look how easily they fold. Even Nazis say they were doing what they told. Walking down this road all alone in the cold, but my soul never sold, I'm exposing the clones. God has chosen this role, all of those who oppose want me hopeless and broke, like I'm Noah on boats. I'm just trying to tell them all about the flood. I can feel it in my bones, I can feel it in my blood. Man, I came up out the mud, only God is my judge. I don't listen to these politicians, they the real thugs. Won't comply with the lies, they disguise it as science. They want you compliant, the media's bias. These corporate giants are capitalizing on us by dividing, but I'll keep on fighting.
Trying to dumb us down. Don't want us to make it sound. We gotta
Blake Clark and I have been running together for the last 10 years. What an incredible man. But hey, guys, I just want to talk a little bit about this event that we have coming up this weekend here with the Health and Freedom Conference. There are so many people that we have spoken with from all over the country that have literally been locked in their home for the last 12 months and just wanting to get out. And they have heard about this conference coming up where there's actually humans getting together in the same building together, not wearing masks at all, and literally tears in their eyes thinking, does this literally happen? Is there really a place where that could go on?
We're here to talk about tyranny and freedom.
Yep.
Tyranny that our government has imposed upon us and the freedom that we are going to demand that we keep.
One of the big purposes of this event is to get people out of the spirit of fear, because the Bible says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And you know, we believe that churches should be open all across America. And that's one of the reasons we're having this event.
77 counties in this state, 77 counties, and all 77 counties, I think it's the first time in the history of the country that all 77 in one state voted for the President of the United States. This is Donald J. Trump.
What if we're going to be stuck in these masks? What if this clown won't take these business restrictions down? Then what? So I started meeting with law enforcement. I started meeting with rural county sheriff departments, all right? One by one. Some of them I met in person, some I met over Zoom, some I met over the phone. And I started asking them if they were gonna obey the oath they took to defend this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Now is the time to act. So we reach 2 million people tonight on BrightTM. 2 million alone, just on BrightTM. That's not even on Rainbow.tv. That's not the other sources. But I can't do it alone. We need to reopen America. We the people. I'm going to come to your city. I'm going to come to your town. We're all going to come.
How long have you been doing this?
12 years.
How do you do it?
It is the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It has already passed the illegal arms trade, and soon it's gonna pass the drug trade.
I'm not for trafficking of children. I want to stop it. And Tim would always tell me, you know, when you're playing this, just remember that. Because this hell that you have to look at, most of the guys I bring in, and they've seen the worst stuff that you've ever seen. It's just what they do to children.
Conservatives are set to gather in Tulsa, Oklahoma for a Health and Freedom Conference headlined by General Flynn and Sidney Powell. White House correspondent Jen Pellegrino has more.
Say 85% of the attendees are coming from states that are locked down, and they can't believe that we're having a mask-free, freedom-fighting event. And so we're here gathered to share the truth that the models that said that 2.2 million people would die, those are false. The PCR tests that have justified the lockdowns, those are falsely calibrated. And COVID-19 is 100% treatable with budesonide, ivermectin, and hydroxychloroquine. It's going to be a laser show of truth. We're going to share the truth. We're going to kill the spirit of fear. And then we're going to give America an action plan. And it's going to be the start of an epic revival. I know it's going to happen.
Look at it.
the evidence was there that dead people voting, the non-residents, the people that voted twice, paper ballots, I call that organic fraud. This was fraud everybody heard about. So normally you just think you go, that's what December 14th was for. You go and you show, hey, this really happened here. The other guy take them off the total, and this guy wins. But I'm telling you, that's the second miracle that nobody did their job. If those legislatures would have done their job then, and if the Secretary of State, if the crooked governors wouldn't have been crooked, there's a lot of them out there, if that would have happened, if everybody would have done their job, the legislatures, it's a miracle they didn't do that. Because why? Because we wouldn't have found out about the machines and the evidence of Dominion and Smartmatic and this attack by China that came into our country and stole our election.
Richard Bartlett, and I'm here to talk about a therapy for COVID that the Lord gave us as an answer to prayer a year ago in the emergency room as an emergency room physician. Once I saw people were living and not dying when they were supposed to die over and over, they were living and living. Clay was gracious enough to have me on his show, shared the good news, and he helped me spread it from Chicago to New York to California. A lot of lives were saved, probably hundreds of thousands at this point. Oxford University validated it and proved it with a randomized controlled trial just 6 weeks ago. So this has been the shot heard around the world of a therapy that can prevent 90% of hospitalizations from COVID or even urgent care visits. And so where are people dying? Are they dying, falling over in their kitchen, or are they dying in the hospital? And with 500,000 people that have died, does that mean moms, dads, grandparents, children would not have died if they would have listened to this message that Clay helped spread a year ago? I think it could be.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, please stand to your feet as we greet Patrick.
Yes.
So you know what that means? Where two or three are gathered together in my name is touching and agreeing. There I will be in the midst. So whatever city you're going back to, as long as you remember what happened in this room, in Clay's closet, touching and agreeing, Jesus will be in your city. He will be in your county. He will be in your state. The light will not go out as long as you touch and agree and remember this night forever. Tell your children, your grandchildren, that God poured out the Holy Ghost again in Broken Arrow, in Tulsa, in Raina. It happened again. God is not true. This is our time.
And ladies and gentlemen, one more time, let's hear it for Rhema Bible College and Church for hosting this great event. One more time, let's hear it for Rhema Bible College and Church.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
All right, my name is Clay Clark, and this is Derek Sisney.
Hello.
He is not a male model, but he could be a male model if he wanted to be. I've been so for a day, he's going to be one. I want to show you something real quick. A lot of people are asking, you know, how do you get the Reawaken America gear? How do you buy it? How do you get the stuff? And I've done a poor job of talking about it. It's almost like a secret how to get it. What you do is you go to timetofreeamerica.com. All right? And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you click on this little menu over here, and you click on Shop. Shop. And then what happens is, you click here, you figure out, do you want a shirt? Right here, boom, you get the Fauci lied, people died, pick a side shirt. You got the Reawaken America, you got the Thrive Time Show. It's all right there. Or you can click on a book, you can get Fear Unmasked, you can get Now I See, The Art of Getting Things Done, Start Here, etc. And then what happens is after you buy it, then Angela over here, she gets the order, right, but Angela? And we are fairly certain she's not Antifa. We don't know. But so then the order comes in, and then I'm going to sign the book for you. So I'll devalue the book. So I'll just, you bring them over here and I sign them. We sell like four or five a day.
Yeah.
And then where do you go to mail these things?
I go to UPS.
She goes to UPS. So if you're out there, we work for FedEx, we're sorry. But we go to UPS. Okay. So again, and then I'll sign it here for you. So again, if you want to get the swag gear, step one, you go to timetofreeamerica.com. You buy the stuff. You go here, timetofreeamerica.com. Once you go here, you click. Let's do it again. Go to timetofreeamerica.com. Okay, we're there. Timetofreeamerica.com. I'm going there for the first time. I click. I go to shop. Right there. Shop. Boom. Then it pulls up various interweb things are occurring right now. Then I figure out what I want to buy. And when I buy it, I will personally sign it and send it to you. Okay. We've got a Factory Live Deep Design shirt here. Okay, right here. On the back, it's got the boom right there.
Nice.
Okay, there we go. And then we got Tanya wearing the Factory Live People Died Pick a Side. And you have kind of a fun story. I think you went to a restaurant and you were wearing that shirt.
Yes.
Tell us what happened.
I think the waiter was a fan of Fauci, and he looked at my shirt and said, "Oh, Fauci," and I go, "But did you read it?" And then he went, "Oh."
So you will get a reaction when you wear the shirt, do you not?